Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having a new friend, J. Eduardo Campos, on the show. J. Eduardo Campos is the co-author, along with his wife, Erica, of the book From Problem Solving to Solution Design, Turning Ideas into Action. He's also co-founder of Embedded Knowledge, Inc., and he's a technology expert, spent a number of years with Microsoft, including being their first cybersecurity advisor, and he's our new friend. Eduardo, welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. So one of the things that you're concerned about is something that's really been an ongoing issue for a long time, and that is technology jargon. You're worried about the cybersecurity jargon hurting, preventing people from becoming as knowledgeable as they can be. But the truth is, Eduardo, I want to go back a little further. As I was telling you off the air, oh, I'm going to say close to 20 years ago, 18, 19 years ago, I was invited to join an international group that AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, put together to study what they call the technology gap. And this was a concern that a lot of people had, that the technology industry, the creators of technology, were using their own, you know, in industry jargon and creating terms that meant nothing to a consumer that wasn't helpful. It wasn't helping them, like Bluetooth. I mean, where'd that come from? That's not intuitive at all, you know, or something like that. And so for a couple of years, we studied that and made some reports on and some suggestions on how companies could do a better job of using words, descriptions that were more user-friendly, that were more intuitive. What do you think?
You are right on the spot. It's really challenging, even today, when people hear about phishing, spear phishing, worms, and so on, and they cannot understand what we're talking about. And us, technical people, cybersecurity experts, we believe that everybody should know that. Why? Why not? So it's so common.
Well, and I talk about that on the show all the time. I mean, I've done dozens and dozens of interviews on phishing, on worms, and you know, all those kinds of things, zombies, and lots of different terms that mean something to the industry. But if we're trying to educate the average person on how to apply the technology that they're buying more effectively, whether it be for production or for security, those kinds of terms that the industry jargon isn't helping, is it?
Yeah, and especially with the ever-increasing threat scenario, let's talk about numbers. The Marriott discovered that in November last year, that the company they had bought, Starwood Hotels, had been hacked 2 years prior to being bought. And actually, they didn't know about it for those 2 years. The hackers were in their system.
Wow.
And people that were in charge of protecting it were very prepared for that. But when you do not involve the end users, the regular users of technology, it's more difficult to spot it, because when the users are not prepared, you have less eyes and ears at your service as a chief information security officer or chief information officer. We need to prepare people to spot problems. We need to prepare people using their language. If I work for a bank, and I am their chief information security officer or their information technology manager, I need to learn their terms instead of making them learn my terms. We need to talk the language of the people using their daily lives mm-hmm. instead of forcing them to learn a new jargon. Jargon doesn't lead us anywhere.
Well, and you know, this is something that I've known, I've been trained all my life. I mean, one of the things, Eduardo, when I was being taught how to sell decades ago, one of the main things that was just an absolute no-no when you're making a presentation or delivering a proposal or just having a conversation with a customer is you never use industry or company jargon with them, because it puts them off, it makes them feel like they don't know something they're supposed to know, and it's not productive. And we're going to talk about how jargon could be preventing you from being safer with your cybersecurity. After the break with Eduardo Campos, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.